The Tampa-based Outback Steakhouse is part of OSI Restaurant Partners. The $19 million agreement was decided yesterday and comes as the result of a suit filed in 2006. Mary Jo O'Neill is the EEOC's regional attorney on the case.
We filed a lawsuit against OSI Restaurant alleging that nationwide they refused to promote women into management positions. So it was a gender glass ceiling case, a class case involving sex discrimination.
OSI Restaurant Partners is headquartered in Tampa and was founded in 1988. Besides Outback, OSI also owns restaurants such as Carrabba's, Bonefish Grill, Roy's, and Fleming Steakhouse. The nationwide lawsuit against Outback originated in Denver, Colorado. O'Neill said three women employed by Outback and seeking managerial positions filed complaints in 2003 with the EEOC.
There was a group of three women that filed complaints with the EEOC, just three women. In the region, there was a regional vice president named Tom Flanagan who openly said he didn't want women in management. And these women had worked to get promoted to be managers for years and years and years, were quite competent, and were so frustrated by the sexism of Tom Flanagan. And he controlled three states. We then looked at the numbers nationwide and saw that there was not enough women in management nationwide in the Outback restaurants. And so we did that investigation and we filed a nationwide class case against Outback.
O'Neill said many of the women who have filed claims with the commission were similarly denied favorable job assignments, such as kitchen management experience, which is required for workers to be considered for management positions. So far, a few hundred women have filed claims with the EEOC, but O'Neill said she expects a lot more.
We have several hundred right now. We expect several thousand. Within the region of the three states, the three states are Montana, Wyoming, and Colorado. There is a group of sexual harassment victims and women who were denied promotions. Nationwide, it's women who have worked for Outback for three or more years, doesn't have to be consecutively, and wanted to be promoted, told people they wanted to be promoted and weren't promoted because they were women. We are going to begin looking for the class members. Any woman who worked for Outback and wanted to be managers will be sent a claims form, and they will go through a claims process so that we can split up the money to the victims of discrimination in this glass ceiling case.
Besides the $19 million that will be distributed among the women, O'Neill said the stipulations of the settlement will create many other improvements for female Outback employees.
Probably some of the most important things besides the money is that Outback starts to have a human resources department. They have hired a vice president of people, and they begin to have a human resources department. They had really lacked that infrastructure historically. And secondly, probably as important, is that they have now begun an application process. Before this, they had just a tap on the shoulder. People didn't know when jobs were open. People didn't know how to apply for jobs. There was no application process. So now they have job postings and an electronic registry of interest or application process, so women who want to be promoted can actually apply for those positions and be considered, instead of just the regional manager just tapping a guy on the shoulder and saying, "You're my next manager."
According to a St. Petersburg Times article, OSI claims to have already begun making these type of infrastructure changes prior to its settlement with EEOC. However, when WMNF tried to contact OSI Restaurant Partners for verification, it refused to comment on the case. One recent change at OSI, however, was the appointment of Liz Smith as the new CEO in November. She replaced longstanding CEO Bill Allen. O'Neill said she is happy with the appointment of Smith and glad that OSI has been taking the right steps toward correcting the situation.
I think it's really important they settle this case, because to be competitive in this business world, you want to utilize all your talent. So you want to make sure you're not just limiting your managers to all men or all white men. You want to make sure that you have everybody's talent to use to the maximum possible. And I'm very, very pleased and very heartened that they've hired just a month ago a female CEO. I think that's very notable, and I'm excited, and I've spoken to her, and I have a great deal of confidence that she's going to take this company into the 21st century.
According to that St. Petersburg Times article, OSI stressed that the settlement declare Outback was not at fault, and that paying the settlement entirely with insurance money was preferable to the cost and distraction of further litigation. For WMNF News, I'm Conchetta DeLuco.